about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Ooh, this just in. This just in. A rectal indomethacin reduces post-ERCP pancreatitis risk. Ooh, that's a good one. You guys got all that? Yeah, rectal indomethacin. Okay. Any of you have gotten an ERCP, you know, to look for issues with your biliary tree, pancreatic ducts? Yeah, apparently the pancreas could swell afterwards. So doctors are recommending give a nice big rectal dose of indomethacin. That should work. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. It only costs about $5. So, all right, talk to your doctors about that. If you're going to get an ERCP, you may need a big rectal dose of indomethacin. See, and who said a medical talk show is not fascinating? I mean, we get headlines just like anybody else. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. I guess beer makes men smarter, right? So ladies, let your men drink their beer. All right. Apparently they do their tasks better from what we understand. We will definitely look at that. Also, we're going to look at a very sad case where a little 8-9-year-old boy was just warming up, in Little League, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and collapsed and died. And so we still have issues of cardiac events happening, not only in athletes, not only in teenagers, but now little kids. So we're going to talk about that. Also, I guess people that get those gel nail, well, they aren't fake nails. You know when you put the gel polish on your nails and you do the UV light in between? You're increasing your risk for skin cancer. No shock there, but it's just a reminder that we need to be careful with the UV light. So as you can see, a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but I want to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you could email me at drdahlia.com. Okay? Lillian writes, Dr. Dahlia, my doctor is starting to sell supplements. I feel safer purchasing my supplements from him, but they're awfully expensive. Is it a myth that they are safer? I mean, you know, if your doctor's selling supplements, and I know many do, I mean, we don't because I just have too much on my plate. I couldn't handle dealing with that and sales tax and aligning them all nicely and dusting them off. But, you know, for the most part, if a doctor's going to sell a supplement, I am hoping that the company he uses, you know, represents some of the finest of what he's trying to I should say, like, I mean, you know, if it's calcium supplements and vitamin D supplements and he likes the brand and he thinks it's a safe brand, I think that's fine. I mean, hopefully a doctor does their research. Do I think it's safer? Well, yes. If the physician who signed the supplements does their research, yes, probably you could assume it's safer. If they're not doing their due diligence and they're very excited about this company and they feel like they could make, you know, extra money. You know, some of these supplements are sold, what's that called? Like a pyramid company, right? Those multi-level companies where, you know, you need a buyer, you find a buyer and they have to turn around and sell. And then they have to recruit other people to sell. And then because you're ahead of them in the pyramid, you make money. That to me is a little concerning. And, even though I'm not saying all pyramid companies are bad, it makes you a little nervous about how objective the physician could be in terms of selling that product. So I mean, my recommendation is do some research on the product yourself. I mean, a calcium supplement, you have calcium carbonate, you have calcium citrate. I've seen calcium citrate substances, you know, capsules over the counter. They look good. They taste good. I believe they work. Yet if it's twice the price at your doctor's office, find out why. What is so good about the supplement sold at your doctor's office? You know, doctors do still need to run a business. Everybody says, you know, your doctor is a horrible businessman. Doctors don't know business. Well, I think a lot of doctors do. I think they do. It's just where we fail is we don't know how to deal with insurance companies. And so we take whatever they pay us, and we take it in the pants. We don't fight back. We don't unionize, of course, because many of us think union is a bad word. And we just take it. You know, yes, my services, I feel, were $200, but all I'm getting is $2.42. Thank you, I'll take it. So that's why people think doctors are not very adept at business. So many doctors start to do other things, either perform more services, they try to see more patients by bringing in other doctors and mid-levels, they try to do more procedures like treadmills, ultrasounds, or they sell supplements. You know, I mean, they need to make money. Let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Well, Dr. Dalia, I'm a fairly new listener. Must say big fan.
Thank you.
I was calling to comment on some what you were talking about this morning. You were talking about the doctors and, you know, just how there's not a lot of incentive for them and all. Locally here where I'm at, I live on the Virginia-Tennessee border. And, you know, there's a lot of doctors around here that have gotten into the methadone and the Suboxones and all these other drugs that's supposed to help them take them off of drugs, but they're not. And they're making, you know, $350, $400 a pop, you know, 10, 30, 40 patients a day. I just think it's amazing. And, you know, I understand, appreciate what you guys do. So have
a good day. Thank you. No, that's nice you called. Thank you. You know, it's as with the way medicine is going and reimbursement rates, yes, you're going to see some doctors become more entrepreneurish. And I think, like Lillian had written, you know, you need to kind of just be cautious with what we purchase. You know, I'm sure many of these supplements that doctors, if they're a good standing doctor and somebody with, you know, fairly good rapport with the board and with their patients, I mean, if they do their due diligence, I'm sure they're not going to sell a supplement that's bad. You know, but yes, you're going to see, you know, I wouldn't be surprised seeing doctors kind of delve into other things because, again, they have huge loans to pay, huge overhead, and they're definitely not making it from insurance. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dalia coming up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Donovan for working the dials. All right, so looks like hospitals get to keep their McDonald's. Remember there was this fight here where McDonald's has actually operated in many hospitals, including Abbott Northwestern Hospitals in Minneapolis. Well, a Boston-based advocacy group is asking the hospital to give McDonald's the boot. The group Corporate Accountability International sent letters to Abbott and 21 other U.S. hospitals with McDonald's franchises telling them no more McDonald's. Okay? And again, my problem with all this, my problem is if you go to the hospital cafeteria and you ask for a burger and cheese, right? A cheeseburger with fries. How much healthier is that than a McDonald's cheeseburger? I mean, is it a grill? A grill? So, you know, but of course, everybody's now anti-fast food. I got to tell you, these movements, anti-baby boomer, anti-smoker, anti-fast food, everybody is so anti. Wasn't Obama supposed to bring everybody together? I have never seen such split, such tension between people. Look at the Occupy protesters, anti-rich. What is going on here? Anti, anti, anti. All right, well, let's move on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the coroner is now investigating this 9-year-old boy. Earlier reports that he was 8-year-old, but today they're saying he's 9-year-old Spencer Melvin, little boy who was a Little League player that collapsed and died while preparing for a Little League game. It could take several weeks for them to find out what happened. They say it appears to have been from natural causes. His brother and his father, as well as everybody else on the field, tried their hardest to revive him. And, of course, everybody is questioning how this can happen. A little 9-year-old boy. I mean, we're shocked every time we hear a child drop. We hear of teens on basketball courts and football fields. And nobody has come up with a protocol on how to screen children for cardiac exams. Now, what we have is a sports physical, which, of course, came into play as being a requirement after we had some teenage deaths years ago. And we're supposed to, you know, listen for murmurs. We're supposed to check extremities. We're supposed to check for dizziness. Look at their pulse. Look at their blood pressure. And, you know, on a physical exam, you could tell a lot. But sometimes you can't tell everything. You know, there's also Marfan syndrome. This is a syndrome they believe Abraham Lincoln had. You have tall stature, weakening of heart arteries. Sometimes you could have an aneurysm. People with Marfans appear to have a longer arm breadth from finger to finger than height. But, you know, so there's a variety of things that we try to look at on the sports exam. And sometimes doctors, if you think about it, you know, during a pediatric exam, you have the child yelling and screaming. I mean, hopefully an older child doesn't. It sits quietly. You got mom talking in the background, grandma. Excuse me, sometimes there. The other kids are running around. You know, I mean, but you should still be able to do a fairly good cardiac exam, right? Apparently, the American Heart Association has a 12-point screening program, right, that is supposed to identify athletes at risk. But, you know, the screening programs don't include EKGs. The Heart Association does not recommend an EKG, right? They think it's very costly. It's not that expensive, people. An EKG is not that expensive. You know, once you buy the machine, and yes, you have to refill up the paper, but it's not that costly. An echocardiogram, an ultrasound of the heart, yep, that's a little bit more costly. But we're talking about your child and your child's heart. And even though this is very rare, I think I saw a statistic of 15 kids per 100,000. To me, that's higher than rare. But, you know, if you have a child that's in some pretty heavy athletics, why not get them checked? Why not? All right? The EKG could pick up some subtle abnormalities. It's a very good screening tool, but it's not specific. I mean, if you pass your EKG, that doesn't mean you're 100%. But imagine if you have something wrong. You know, now somebody asked me, I was interviewed for Fox 5 local in Las Vegas regarding this. You know, what could this have been? Well, we doubt it was arteriosclerosis or hardening of the arteries at age 9. So we doubt it was a heart attack. Something like this would have probably been an arrhythmia where the rhythm was not propagated properly. So the heart couldn't get a good pump because, I mean, they tried to revive him and they couldn't. Was the muscle damaged? Did he have a myocarditis, an inflammation of the heart muscle? I mean, this kid was supposedly a healthy kid. Now, people ask, well, could he have been on ADD medicine? Could ADD medicine do this? We don't know. We don't know. We have no idea what medications the child was on. And like I said, it could take weeks for the coroner to investigate this. But it sure is frightening. Now, my recommendation is if your child's feeling a little bit under the weather, don't push him. You know, viruses and bacteria could still affect the heart. Don't push him. Now, I remember when I had mono, I wouldn't stop working out. And you know, that's a big no-no. If you have mono, infectious mono, right, where your lymph nodes swell and your spleen swells and you get extreme fatigue, you're not supposed to be exercising. But I was addicted to working out. I just wanted to work out every day. Didn't want to miss a workout. You know, stupid me. But I think we really need to train our kids and we really need to train our parents that it's okay to miss a game. Now, from what I understand, we actually pulled our kids out of Little League. I love Little League. We sponsored a team. I think baseball is fun. But it was my children who said they were scared. I know, the wussification of America. I know. But they were scared because they said the ball hurt. They kept getting hit. They're like, Mom, I don't want to get hurt. I want to do a sport, but I don't want to get hurt. And when you see these kids who are novices at pitching, you're like, you know what? So, you know, these kids could crack my kid in the head. Yeah, I get that. And apparently a story came out of Chicago. I think a child got hit in the head with a ball and was comatose and died. I mean, crazy stuff. Again, it's rare. Kids have been playing baseball for years. These injuries are rare, but they still happen. And you don't want them to happen to your baby or your neighbor, or your patient or your friend or anybody for that matter. You don't want any child suffering. So we ended up putting our kids in swim. But one of the reasons why we put our kids in swim is one of our nephews who plays baseball, had to have rotator cuff surgery and, you know, surgery on the shoulder, and you still have to show up to the games even if you're injured. You may sit on the bench, but you keep showing up. And we knew for us, you know, and our wussified family, that just probably wouldn't be too, you know, that would probably be too much. You know, and our kids are doing good in swimming. My husband was a swimmer. They're, you know, less injuries, less contact. I figured less contact, even though I love contact sports. You know, I come from a football family and a soccer family. Still, I just thought it was a safer route, so I put my kids in swimming. But what's so scary about this case is the little boy was just warming up. Now, they don't say what he was doing. They don't say if he was doing jumpy jacks. They don't say calisthenics. One report said he just walked onto the field and that was it. So what as a parent or grandparent would be a sign for you to get your child into a doctor? Well, of course, any chest pain, any trouble breathing, any short-windedness, any fatigue, any mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, I'm not feeling right. But see, the problem is your kids get very smart. My children, they listen to my show. They pretend they don't, but they listen. So when it's a history test day at school, what do you think they say? Oh, Mom, I have chest pain that's radiating to the left. I think the radicular symptoms could be consistent with an inferior infarct. Mom, I shouldn't go to school. And, of course, me, I'm like, oh, my baby. You know, I run them to the office and we do an EKG. You know, meanwhile, they're missing history tests. I got to be careful. But, you know when your kids are faking. I mean, by the way, parents, if I could give you any advice, learn to tell when your kids are faking and learn to tell if they're lying. Because your kids will lie. I got to tell you, the first time I realized my kid would lie to me, I was shocked. I was dumbfounded. I'm like, my baby, I gave birth to that kid. I breastfed that kid, and he's lying to me. But those are the kids that later do drugs. Those are the kids that do bad things. And the parents are like, well, I didn't know. My baby could do no wrong. Assume your baby could do wrong. Figure out if they're lying. Figure out if they're faking so you know. But if your child, after they work out, they seem a little bit more winded, I don't think it would hurt to have the doctor check. And if your pediatrician, if your doctor says no, an EKG is a waste of time, a cardiac exam is a waste of time, a waste of money, maybe save up a little and take them. I just think anybody in athletics, I'm sure NFL, I'm sure they're getting their hearts checked all the time. I'm sure in the NBA they do. Why not your child? They're going through very rigorous workouts. When I grew up in Phoenix and we had to run track in the heat, 120 degrees, it was horrible. And the drinking fountain was, of course, across the whole field. You know, we were winded and the coaches kept screaming, keep running, you wussy and everything else, keep running. And so you did. But I had chest pain, I had shortness of breath, kind of scares you. And like I said, many of us make it fine. But in light of this little kid, I don't think it would hurt, you know, any athlete, any of your children that are athletic, get them checked. Let a pediatric cardiologist take a peek. Why not? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. AJ from Louisville writes, Dr. Dahlia, you were talking about workers' compensation claims the other day, and I am currently going through a claim in which I herniated my L4 to L5 disc. The orthopedist that was assigned by my work comp insurance company is a quack. Where did they come up with that? Quack? I need to look that up. I'm sure somebody knows the answer to that. I got to look that up on break. Quack. He wants to take me to surgery after only talking to me for 15 seconds. How do I get an opinion from another doctor if work comp is orchestrating my care? I'm under the impression you can get a second opinion. I'm sure you can. I've had, I do workman's comp disability ratings for the state. And I see claimants sometimes get a second opinion? I mean, I'm sure you have an advisor. When you get a workman's comp claim, you do have somebody who's your advisor or your liaison, your go-to person. You could ask them, and I think you may be given a list of doctors in your area, and then you get to pick one. I mean, I'm not sure how large Louisville, I'm assuming Louisville, Kentucky, I'm not sure how large the city is. I mean, I know in Las Vegas, Nevada, you get a list of a few doctors, and I believe you could pick somebody on the list that's close by to you, and if you want a second opinion, I mean, I'm sure it's not as easy as that. You probably have to ask. But, you know, here's the thing, too. I don't think you'll have too hard a time asking for a second opinion because your orthopedist wants to go for surgery. Remember, that's going to cost workers' comp money. So what you could always do is say, look, if you guys want to save money, maybe you'll let me see a doctor that won't recommend surgery. Adjuster. Yeah, that's the name of the person who you talk to. So I would talk to your adjuster. Now, I find it, though, very interesting. I wish you were alive and you could call in, but I find it very interesting that after only 15 seconds, the doctor says surgery. I mean, I'm assuming he looked at an MRI. I mean, 15 seconds isn't enough time to evaluate, but, you know, sometimes that's what some of these doctors do. You know, they look at the MRI, they see the disc, it's so herniated. 15 seconds could be a lot of time. They may say, oh, you're going in. But it would be nice to spend a little more time finding out what your symptoms are, if there's other things that you can do. You know, for example, physical therapy, chiropractic, injections. We've talked about back pain and herniated discs. But if the disc is so herniated and you're having pretty prominent radicular symptoms where you're numb, having pain, foot drop or incontinence issues, etc., yes, then they would do surgery right away. You know, it's interesting. They did a study on the time people perceive the doctor spent with them versus the time the doctor actually spent. And many people say 15 seconds. Doctors, 5 seconds. Yeah, the doctor spent 5 seconds. It would be a minute and a half, but the patient would say 5 seconds. If the doctor spent 15 minutes, the patient would say, oh, they were only in there for 5 minutes. And they said if the doctor actually sat down, had some eye contact, held your hand, touched your knee, had some contact with you, that was appropriate, of course, appropriate contact, the surveyor, the participant, would infer that much more time was spent during that office visit, as opposed to if the doctor stood, was looking at his laptop, typing in his electronic records, or just sitting there writing in the chart without looking at the patient, and walks out, that time difference would be a lot shorter. Isn't that interesting? So, you know, you always wonder, you know, AJ, really? Was he only in there for 15 seconds? Really? You know, but that's a huge decision. You know, if someone's going to operate on my back, I'd like to know that we spent a very significant amount of time. I want him to know my back backwards and forwards. So even though this could have just been, you know, a 15 seconds. I mean, if you did not feel like he spent a significant amount of time with you, I think you have every right to go, hmm. And if you don't get a good feeling from him, absolutely get a second opinion. But from what I understand with workers' comp, you should be allowed to get a second opinion if there are other physicians there. Now, many times, and remember I said a couple days ago I have a lot of emails in regards to workers' comp. I just don't have time to get to them, especially if the topic we're on doesn't relate to workers' comp. But some of my emails pertain to, well, don't the doctors on the workers' comp list work for the company? You know, aren't they going to err on the side of saving money? Now, that's been something that nobody, you know, has ever proven or I think wants to prove. I mean, I've seen many doctors that, especially the ones out here in Las Vegas, if the patient needs surgery, they get surgery. You know, when I do these workman's comp disability exams, I have to review all the records. And I was really shocked how much I agreed with what the doctor decided, you know. And maybe it's because I like conservative. I don't like a lot of medicines. I don't like jumping to surgery. But I was amazed at how much I agreed with them. But then, you know, you'd see a case going, oh, this person needs surgery. And boom, the doctor would go and do surgery. So I'm very, very comfortable with the doctors in my area that I don't think they just appease the insurance company so they get to stay on the list. Now, could that happen? You know, are insurance companies notorious, even regular medical insurance companies, notorious for firing doctors if they cost them too much money? Absolutely. It happens. But I don't think that's the doctor's primary incentive. Remember, they could get sued. If they don't do proper standard of care, or if they don't treat you to the best of their ability, you know, they could get sued and be out. Who cares about losing an insurance company? You could lose your practice. So I think because of that fear, if that doctor thinks you need surgery, he's going to offer surgery. You know, yet I have had patients where they get discharged very quickly. The, you know, they say, look, the doctor discharged me, said I was good, and I'm not good. I still have pain. And my adjuster, you know, said the claim is closed. My claim isn't closed. That's something where, like I had suggested before, you may need a workers' comp attorney to help mediate, you know, if you think you need more care and it was stopped too abruptly. Okay? All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Well, I wonder why most companies don't pay into the system as far as getting the nonprofit status. And then when someone gets injured in a job, they don't pay for workman's comp. And then the workman's comp people come on and investigate them, and then they sue them, and they leave you out of the whole picture and use you as a witness on a judge stand. And then they close down the company, and they sue them, and they make the money. And then no one handles the patient who got injured in a job spill. That is my question. What do you do when a workman's comp is under investigation?
Whoa. That's a tough one. You know, whenever you are hired with a job, you know, you are supposed to, when you go, let's say, into the, not the cafeteria, but wherever everybody eats lunch, you know, like the lunchroom, there should be posters and information from the workers' comp company so you know which company. You know which company is represented by your employer. And it may not hurt to do a little bit of investigation on your own. If it's a pretty well-known company and a pretty solid company, nobody that you think is going under anytime soon, and many of these companies are pretty well-known, you know. But if it's a company you've never heard of, you know, before you get too involved in the job, that you know, you're right. If you're in the type of job where you could get hurt, and you think if you do file a claim, that company is not going to be a stable one, then I guess that could be an issue. Insurance companies going under. I haven't seen anything like that regionally where I live, but you're right, that could be a concern. Yet from what I understand, like in our lunchroom, we have a poster from our insurance company telling you know, our staff their rights and what to do in terms of an injury, et cetera. And it has the name of the company. It's a well-known company. It's been around for years. So, you know, hopefully my staff feel confident that if they do have a problem, the company's going to take care of them. But if you're in the middle of a case and the company goes under, I'm wondering if there's some state agencies you could talk to, the State Insurance Commission. I would talk to them because then maybe they could refer you to another company that's going to take over their claims. Great question. Keep them coming, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Not bad in ratings, but just, but yeah. Here we are, Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This just in, I love breaking medical news. The Salmonella outbreak in 20 states has been linked to tuna. Yes, I know we're all worried about that one, the yellowfin tuna product used to make the dishes like sushi and sashimi sold at restaurants and grocery stores has been linked to an outbreak of salmonella that has sickened more than 100 people in 20 states and the District of Columbia. I had food poisoning yesterday, but I didn't have tuna. I don't know what I ate. It was bad. I could barely move. I know y'all don't want to hear my personal ailments, but, I mean, I had the body aches and everything. It was horrible. And, I mean, all the windows in my house were open, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, the FDA reported Friday that 116 illnesses have been reported, including 12 people have been hospitalized. No deaths, thank God, have been reported. Moon Marine USA Corp of Cupertino, also known as MMI, is voluntarily recalling 58,000 pounds of frozen raw yellowfin tuna. It has been labeled as Nakaroshi. I don't know. Are you guys into tuna and sushi? I don't eat fish, especially raw. And yellowfin, I didn't think you were supposed to eat the fin. I thought when you eat the the fin's cut off, which is yellowfin tuna. I don't eat things that are yellow. I don't like yellow. Reminds me of urine. Okay. Yellowfin tuna. Okay. They say, I guess when it was sold to grocery stores, they scraped off the fish bones and it looks like ground product. Okay. Big mystery solved there. Whew. Okay. Another mystery. Alcohol sharpens the brain of men. This is a study for men. According to researchers from the University of Illinois in Chicago, men who enjoy 2 beers, okay, I believe 8 ounce. Excuse me, sorry, the food poisoning is going up to my lungs. Okay, men who enjoy 2 beers are better at solving brain-teasing quizzes and coming up with imaginative solutions to problems compared to their quote-unquote sober counterparts. This is reported by Lifestyle Huffington Post. I heard they also enjoy my show better. Now, why is that happening? What happened is the study looked at 40 healthy male participants. They were participants who were given a series of brain teasers to tackle. I hate brain teasers. I never liked those. You know, when I was younger, they had me in Gifted. They called it the Gifted class, and I hated Gifted. I wanted to hang out with my friends and be in class and, you know, do the fun stuff. But I had, you know, finished my homework so quickly, I had nothing to do in class that they made me go into Gifted. And in Gifted, you would have these brain teasers, and I hated them. They were boring. They were stupid. You didn't feel the reward. And I didn't like the students I was with. You know, I wanted to be with my cool friends, make some jokes. And my jokes weren't funny in Gifted. They didn't think my jokes were funny. I'm not saying smart people won't think I'm funny. It's just, I just didn't have a fun time in Gifted class. Anyway, so each male participant was given 3 words such as coin, quick, and spoon, and asked to suggest a 4th word that links them all together. Coin, quick, spoon. Cuh. I don't know. Now, apparently an answer would have been silver. You see, I wouldn't get that. An answer would have been silver. Half of the participants drank 2 pints. Looks like we're talking about pints of beer before taking on the word challenge, and the rest took part with a sober mind. The study discovered that those who consumed alcohol and had a blood alcohol level of 0.07 or higher saw 40% more problems than their other contenders and took 12 seconds to complete the task as opposed to the sober people taking 15 seconds. So apparently memory was better having the alcohol, and they were able to come up with the problem solving. Oh, that's a rough one. See, I've never been able to figure those things out. Okay, well, what does that mean? Should we drink a couple pints of beer before the SAT? No, no one's going to let you do that. And I think, honestly, you do have a sharpening, but very, very faintly and very fleetingly. Then you get a little tired. You get a little numb, and then you get dull, as you see with your reflexes. So personally, I think this study is just a little too superficial. They're only looking at 40 men. And then also, you know, they say healthy participants are these people that always drink. So without drink, they're not as acute as they would be if they had their couple of beers. So this is a really tiny study. When you're only looking at 40 men, too tiny a study, sorry. Okay. Now, ladies, all the ladies, okay, gel manicures, I guess, is the hottest thing. I know everybody has good-looking nails. I had to start doing my nails just because I'm in the public eye a lot more and I'm on TV and I, you know, my hands are into a lot of orifices, and so I they need to look good. Okay, my hands, a lot of wear and tear, a lot of wear and tear on my hands. And so I don't do the gel because my nails are still too thin. I wash my hands so much using the sanitizer. Many of us use hand sanitizer, and hand sanitizer can thin your nails. You know, the alcohol is a drying agent. Your hands sometimes can only take so much. So for me, my nails are really thin that I do like this silk wrap. And basically they put some silk on there, they glue it down there, and then they paint over it. And my nails, they look pretty sexy. Okay. But this new gel polish that they have actually saves a huge amount of time. It's pretty. Saves some money from what I understand. And as you put coats, you put your nails under a little UV lamp. Now, I have never liked the UV lamp. And one of the reasons why I don't like that little UV lamp is because, one, I think of tanning beds. And two, I've had patients come in with burns or melasma where their melanocytes in their fingers cause their skin to turn color, almost like a tan. So people actually are getting spots and age spots from these UV lamps. However, you need to dry and what the nail salons say, bake in the color. So you use the UV light. Now, I don't like to do that. I don't like to do it, so I just kind of let it air dry or I do a spray or something, and then I, while I'm driving home, I have the air conditioning going on really strong and I stick my nails for the air conditioning. And then you know how you could have air come from the feet? If I ever do my toes, I could have the air come from my feet. Well, apparently, with these gel manicures, they have found a link to skin cancer. Study published in the Archives of Dermatology detailed cases of two women who developed skin cancer after long-term exposure to the UV light used to dry and set the nail gels. Now, they say instead of UV, ask for LED lights. The LED lights should, quote-unquote, bake the paint in. I just think it helps with the drying, to be honest. But UV lights, they've been used for a while as a mainstay, and I don't like them. I don't like being around the UV. The less radiation, to me, the better. But that's what they use in nail salons, etc. You know, I like the blow technique. Yeah, I just sit there and blow. And, it, you know, I think it works just as well. The problem is manicures are so darn expensive that you really don't want to walk out of there and mess up your nail. On my wedding day, I messed up my nail three times, kept going back in there. Finally, I said, to heck with it. So my nail was completely smudged in the wedding pictures. You can't tell. But I just don't have time to let nails dry. But anyway, this gel manicure, I don't want people to think it's the gel causing cancer. It's not. Many people have been concerned about the study. It's not the gel manicure causing cancer. It's the UV light that you use. Okay. Got it, everybody? Good. All right. Whew. Oh, I wanted to talk about this bat that was flying on a plane. Did you guys hear about that? What was it? Was it a, trying to think. I thought it was a Delta flight. Remember there was a bat that was in a plane. It was flying around and everybody was all panicking, but it didn't bite anybody. I guess the plane was bound for Atlanta. Took off from Madison, Wisconsin. Everybody was freaking out to trying to find everybody on the plane to possibly give them rabies vaccine because anybody exposed to the saliva could be exposed to rabies. But since the bat flew away, nobody could tell if the bat was a rabid bat. They say, but any bat flying around where it shouldn't, especially during daylight, could be a cookie bat and could have rabies. So I'll let you know more when we get more. All right, guys, great show. Please stay on for another couple hours if you can. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the ultimate enzymes for longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.